Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Thursday, December 6, 2018. We have a brand new War of the Roses. Ken is a beep. Salt's house is infested with creatures, and he's trying to figure out how to get them out. Another reason I'm old, I found out when I went to the store yesterday. And how's it going with producer Dan and trying to find the holiday spirit with Annie the Christmas Elf? Take a listen to this. It should cheer you up.
Annie the Christmas Elf.
What?
She'll make Dan's Christmas a ball. Bar crawls ice skating at the frog pond. Going to blink at Faneuil Hall.
Cheer.
Annie the Christmas Elf.
Bop, bop.
She's got Christmas on tap.
Mad Christmas spirit.
Shopping for ugly sweaters and other Christmassy crap.
All that crap, yo.
If you're like producer Dan.
That's me.
And don't have the Christmas spirit.
No spirit.
Call for Annie the Christmas Elf and you know she will hear.
She hears everything.
All right, producer Dan has told us that he wanted to find the holiday spirit this year, and we have Annie the Christmas Elf who has been taking him out on different escapades. Yesterday it was caroling, correct, Annie?
Yes, we were caroling around the office.
Hillary, can we carol for
you? Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant, oh, come ye, oh, come ye to Bethlehem.
Come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him.
Oh,
oh, oh, come, let us adore.
Did you like the remix?
I loved it. It was great.
Is that like the dubstep version, Dan, you were doing?
I just laid down a little beat for her.
Is that what happens when you don't know the song? You just go, you revert right to.
I faded out on Bethlehem pretty hard.
You know when they, hanging.
You know when they say, you know, an artist takes another artist's song and they redo it? They can make it your own.
Yes.
These two really made it their own yesterday, walking around.
That was a little overwhelming, to be honest.
Do you like the Christmas ambush?
I think it's a good thing, yeah. It really got me in the spirit.
Yes.
Can I join you?
Yes, you want to come
down
join?
With us? Can
Whoa,
I join?
Oh, he can't come.
Wow, Annie the uninclusive elf.
Annie, I can't believe you said no to somebody.
Well, it's about Dan. It's not about him, and he can really sing, so he'd be no fun.
Yeah, Annie,
we don't want any talent in our group.
Yeah, that was Nick, the singing engineer, Kennedy. We're going to have him on the show sometime. Yeah. Apparently, that guy can really sing.
Annie was like right away like, no!
No.
We're having fun, not you.
Right. We're a duo only.
So you
would pay them money for that?
Oh, of course. Absolutely. It's beautiful.
Okay.
Brought a tear to my eye.
We're doing it.
That one wasn't recording. We got to do it again.
That was my best one!
It literally turned off. I don't know what happened. But your reaction to that?
It was beautiful. It was beautiful.
So that could be just a bunch of lies. Because
no.
We don't actually have the video.
Pitch was perfect. It was great.
We have a shoddy recorder over here who's trying to sabotage us.
What happened, Salt?
So, yeah, apparently, if you hit the wrong note, the recorder just turns off.
Slippy fingers McGee over here.
And so I literally, afterwards, I'm getting her reaction, and I realize, oh, this thing's off.
You're not recording.
So
anything.
I recorded it at the end of her reaction. But yeah, it was pretty bad.
I maintain that was probably the best carol ever.
Night, holy night. All is
wow.
Oof.
We were harmonizing.
All
no, you weren't.
Your opinion.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Nailed it.
That was the one that they did. Was that the one you guys did for Sal?
No. This is the one they did.
Oh, I was very hungover
this
through all of
this. Producer Dan and Annie the Christmas Elf trying to cheer up our boss, who is the Grinch.
Huh.
Pretty much most of the time.
Yeah. Let's just say he was honest.
Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her King.
Oh my God.
Let every heart prepare him room.
What?
And heaven and nature sing.
Break it down.
In heaven and nature sing. In heaven and nature sing.
Merry Christmas.
Honest opinions?
I'd say don't quit your day job. But
10 out of 10.
Kind of want them to quit their day job.
We're winning.
I I made a giant mistake yesterday when we were getting ready for this, walking around. You know, Dan came and he said, you know, do you have something for me to wear? So I was like, absolutely. Here's a hat. And he was like, oh, yeah, I want one. So gave her the elf ears and the hat and the tinsel. And then I found that bell. And I gave her that stupid bell.
I feel like they just ring it when they don't know what the words are. That's when it gets louder, is when they don't know what to sing.
What else do you guys have planned for getting producer Dan into the holiday spirit, Annie the Christmas Elf?
Well, I think we're going to go to the Pops. We're going to dress up. We're going to be real nice. Fancy.
All right. I can't wait to hear some more of it. All right, we're going to welcome in Stephanie for Roses this morning. Good morning, Steph.
Good morning. Good morning.
So what's going on here? Why do you need to do roses today?
Because I need to know if I'm going to have a really crappy Christmas or a great Christmas, and I hope my suspicions are all wrong.
Are you hoping for a ring?
No, I mean, yeah, but no, I'm just trying to find out if he's cheating on me.
Ah, okay.
Oh. So why do you think that?
Because we were supposed to go to Faneuil Hall to the Blank display this past weekend.
Oh, yeah.
You know, to see the lights and hear the music and to get into the Christmas spirit. But he said he wasn't feeling well and was going to stay home. Okay. And, of course, I was really bummed, really disappointed. But I was like, no, you know what? I'm going to go. So I grabbed some girlfriends and decided to go down.
Mm-hmm.
And I texted him that night, and he said he wasn't feeling great still and even sent me a picture of his feet in the bed.
Uh-huh.
But this is where I don't know what to do, because I could have sworn I saw him there at Blank.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Yeah.
Wait.
With another girl.
You think he would be that stupid? He knew where you were going.
I don't mean to be a jerk, but do you listen to the Where the Roses Salt?
I think he thought that because he wasn't going, we weren't going.
Oh, there you go.
Like, because we talk, you know, it's like, this could be our thing.
Yeah, but if you see him, don't you just chase him down? What happened?
What do you mean, do you chase him down? You would never do that. You look from across the way and you feel bad about it. You're like, no, it can't really be him. Like, certainly not.
See, we were on one side of the tree and he was on the other, you know, by the gap. You know which one I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah. And it's packed. It gets packed down there, so I can understand
that. But even still, I don't think, like, we're just not built that way. We're not built to go confront people.
Oof,
just not...
I got caught dating two girls in high school, and they both confronted me together, and it was on like Donkey Kong.
That's different. They had commiseration. You get strength in numbers.
Okay, so you understand how this works. Stephanie, we're going to keep you on the line. We want you to be very quiet. Kennedy is going to pretend to work for Ken's cell phone company, offering up a dozen long-stemmed red roses. And we'll see who he sends them to. Shelly, are you ready?
I am.
All right, be very quiet, Stephanie. Hang on.
Yeah.
Hi, may I please speak with Ken?
Yeah, it's Ken.
Hi, Ken. My name is Shelly. I'm calling from your wireless provider. How are you today?
Okay. Well, what's going on?
Okay, I just want to let you know I'm not calling from our billing department. I'm actually calling from our customer service department. I wanted to let you know that you're one of our valuable customers, and we'd like to send you a dozen long-stemmed red roses anywhere in the continental United States today, free of charge. How does that sound?
Roses for... is this for real?
Yeah, it's just something nice we do for our customers who've been with us for a long time, like you.
All right, I just never heard of a phone company doing stuff like this. I don't have to, like, refer people or...
No, I swear. No strings. All I need to do is, like, start with the card. We'll get a name. We'll get something on the card, and we'll go from there.
What, you mean credit card?
No. The card, like, that goes in the roses. Come on, work with me,
Ken. All right. Okay, yeah, sure. Why not?
Why don't you give me a name of the person you'd like to send them to?
We'll send them to Rachel.
And what would you like that card to say to Rachel?
I fell in love in a blink.
Aw, fast romance?
No. It's a Christmas lights thing here in Boston.
The Christmas thing your girlfriend was at?
All right, thanks for being quiet there, Stephanie. Stephanie, hang on.
Hello,
who is this? What is going on?
Stephanie, hang on a second. Ken?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1, and this is called War of the Roses, and that's your girlfriend Stephanie on the phone. Who's Rachel?
Okay, you said you couldn't go with me to Blink because you were sick. And I saw you there. So what's your name? You said Rachel?
No. It wasn't me. I sent you a picture from the bedroom, for f***ing sake.
Okay, how stupid are you? Do you knew how we were supposed to go to that thing together?
Look, I don't know who you saw. It wasn't me. It wasn't me.
Sneaky. You're such a stupid. I mean, you knew I was going to be there. You're such a dumbass.
Hello?
Nope.
Well, that escalated quickly.
Oh. Stephanie?
Okay. Yeah, I think she's gone.
All right.
Ken.
What?
Relationship's over in a blink, huh?
So Salt's house has been infested, and we got to be here to help him out this morning, Kennedy, because he's all stressed out about it. He doesn't know what to do about it.
I don't know how to help with infestations. So
okay,
that's
so
why
tell
I live
everybody
in a
what your
guy.
Well, I want first tell this. Yeah, tell everybody what it is and the story about your wife seeing
so,
this creature.
The other day, my wife Sarah, she's headed out to the store, and she goes out to the car, and we have a barn that's attached to the house. We have a very old house. It's built. It was built in 1865. So, not quite airtight. And so my wife is going outside, and she gets in her car. She starts up her car, and then she literally turns it off and then walks back inside. She goes, babe, we got a guest living in the barn. And I was like, what are you talking about? And she's like, yeah, we got a red squirrel. The red squirrel that we saw the other day. Because I saw, and I'm like, no, did you? And she goes, I saw him on the windowsill. I go, oh, he was on the outside of the windowsill? I'm like, he's probably just trying to get into the barn. She goes, no, he was on the inside, like, of the window, on the sill, waving at me like, hey, see you later. Pick up some milk on your way out.
No way.
And I was like, what? So she's like, yeah, he's in there. So I go in there and I can't find him and everything like that. And again, like I said, there's some, you know, there's some holes, really old floorboards and stuff like
sure,
that.
Sure.
So he could get down in the basement of the barn. I'm like, okay, but as long as he's like in the garage part, I wasn't as worried about it.
Is he up there enjoying himself?
I don't even know.
I don't know what's in your barn, but like, is he sitting on the recliner?
Well, no. So there's the garage.
Watching the Hallmark Channel?
No. Yeah. There's the garage part of the barn, and then there's the rest of the barn. I thought he was just in the garage part. No.
Oh.
I went to the upstairs, the loft part of the barn, which is like the done over, redone over version, and then also the back office. He's been in both of those areas, and I can tell because there's like picture frames knocked over, and I found some chicken wing bones.
Ooh.
I'm pretty sure my wife isn't going to the barn eating chicken wings and just leaving the bones on the ground.
What about Carol Pat?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe Carly, my toothless cat, you know. Patrick Swayze, he's been sequestered upstairs, my other cat. So then I go upstairs to the loft part of the barn, and this is where we have, you know, like the sitting area, or eventually we'll have the sitting area and stuff. We really haven't done much with it. And I see a half-eaten Snickers protein bar.
Where's he getting all this food?
I don't know, because I'm like, neither of us are, you know, at the gym trying to make gains.
Snickers make protein bars?
I don't know. But I go up there and I could tell it wasn't like something that we've had or somebody like the previous owners had, because it was like the way it was eaten. And I'm like, oh.
So he goes around the neighborhood, picks up food, and then brings it back to your house to eat.
He brings it back to his place.
You need that television show. Is it on Discovery or Animal Planet or whatever?
Billy the Exterminator?
Yes. Billy the Exterminator needs to come to your house in his black trench coat.
I don't need that redneck coming in my house.
Okay, so I have a couple of other solutions for you real quick.
Holy moly. I just don't know what to do. And this isn't like...
Can't you just trap him humanely and let him go?
This isn't like the snakes thing.
See,
this is real.
I feel like, Kennedy, I know Salt pretty well.
Yeah.
And you can go online. And you can buy a trap, and it's like $45.
Yeah,
and
you can let it back into the universe.
And no, it's humane, and you can buy.
Yeah, but if
this
I put him outside, he's literally going to come back.
And then you can catch him and drive him to another. You can do all of that, or
what's this?
You can make your own. You're going to need 3 pieces of PVC pipe.
Have it.
Okay. You're going to need 1 PVC pipe with a 45-degree angle.
All right, I can find
You're going to need some clean-out plugs. You're going to need coupling fitters.
Okay.
You're going to need 2 machine screws, zinc and stainless steel quarter-inch drill bits. You're going to need adjustable 2-foot bungee cords. You're going to need wing nuts. You're going to need washers. You're going to need 1 can of spray cooking oil.
Wait, stop. Can't you just use
and
a shoebox and a
stick? And 1 small jar of peanut butter.
A shoebox and a stick.
You know, you put it up like this and then put some food in there and then you pull this...
This is a squirrel who eats chicken wings the regular.
I have found you a DIY, like, do-it-yourself drill the holes in
pipe. We've got a ton
assembled.
Of boxes from all the toys back here. Just bring those.
They
little stick,
chew,
you'll be good to go.
They can chew through cardboard.
I feel like this squirrel has a personality. I feel like his name's Sully. He drinks a beer. He rubs his belly when he gets home from work.
I'm thinking more along the lines of Annie here because, and you know what's going to happen? My wife, I'm going to trap him. I'm going to make this kit. I'm going to go out and I'm going to make this humane trap. Absolutely.
Right. Sure.
And I'm going to trap this squirrel, and then Sarah's going to be like, oh my God, he's so cute. We got to keep him.
Of course.
And then the barn becomes his.
That's happening.
I'm going to send you a link. This trap is amazing. So what happens is he goes in the pipe.
I can figure
goes down the angle.
Yeah, and then he can't get back up.
Because it's
greased. It's greased.
This is amazing.
Yeah.
Did
you not understand what I was saying?
No, when you were
vegetable oil and peanut butter.
When you were giving me the list of quote unquote ingredients, I was like, that's in my head. I'm like, that's exactly what I would do.
I just look at this. Totally. I'm like, this is something Saul would make. You can paint it and everything. Put flames on it.
No, I don't want to cook the squirrel.
No, just make it look like that.
I just got to figure out how he's getting in. I think there's like probably 10 possible ways he could be getting in.
Yeah, Sarah's letting him in because she wants a fur pet. I'm a little, I'm discombobulated would be the word for this morning.
Same.
Frazzled.
Same.
I'm frazzled and I'm old.
Same.
And it was bad yesterday. It was really bad.
What happened, buddy?
So I have a hard drive that has crashed. Okay.
Need some tech support?
Yeah. So I have this hard drive of music. It is my life. I have spent the better part of my adult life cataloging and saving all of my music from when I was a DJ.
Sure. Okay? No. Yeah. I'm here. You.
And you know, obviously nowadays you can just get it all on iTunes or Pandora or Spotify or whatever. Okay?
Yeah, but like you're DJ sometimes, and you need it all there.
Right. The thing is too, if you're going out to do an event, like I used to do a lot of, you can't rely on a streaming service.
No, totally.
Yeah, you know, when you go and you're DJing your son's second grade dance, you need songs from 1974 that are on the B side.
So I also in my catalog I have all of the dance remixes and the extended versions and all of I have 113,000 songs that I own.
Wow.
And those came from years of vinyl that I transferred to CD.
Yep.
And then from CD that I transferred to hard drive.
Yep.
Okay. And about 2 weeks ago, I updated my computer, and I got some error, and it was no longer recognizing my hard drive.
All right.
I still have all of the music. That's not a big deal. It's on the hard drive.
Oh, well, then what are we talking about?
So I have to go into the tech store yesterday, and I walk in.
The tech store?
Yeah.
What's a tech store?
You know.
It's a store that sells a bunch of tech.
Like Radio Shack?
No.
Yes.
It's Radio Shack on steroids.
Okay, I didn't know that was a thing.
It's called the Micro Center.
Oh yeah, they got everything.
Oh, down the
there.
Street?
It's in Cambridge.
Yeah, okay.
It's for guys who want to build their own computer.
I got
it's
it.
It's not like
I've been there. I get
it's
it.
It's not like where you're going and you're buying a computer. You can, right. But it's like, I want to buy this piece and that piece, and you're going to Frankenstein a computer.
Right. So I go in there and I know exactly what I'm looking for. I know what my problem is. I'm savvy enough on a computer,
of course,
to understand. Yeah. I mean, I've had to change out hard drives. I've had to open up my
Alt
MacBook.
Control delete.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
I know stuff.
So I go in there and there's a very nice millennial in there.
Did he have a man bun?
He had the salt mustache. He did have that. Mm. And I go in and I say, here's my issue, and I have my MacBook and I have my very nice hard drive, and I explain to him, you know, what's going on, and he's like, well, you know, there's music online.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Sir,
really?
Let me tell you about the internet nowadays, okay?
It's called the YouTube.
You can download just
did he anything. Really?
It's called the Spotify.
He said, you know, Apple has a fantastic music service that you can subscribe to and get all of these songs.
Wow, wow, wow.
And I just felt like I was looking at Annie looking across from me saying, old.
Was he pointing at you?
Old. And so then I had to explain to him. I was like, I know I have I have those services, but I also have this very large collection of music, and there is a ton of, I have 22 Bob Marley albums, stuff that I bought, you know, like non-circulated stuff that I bought when I was in Germany. Like,
but it's still on the YouTube though, right?
No, there's a lot of stuff out there that would never made the crossover.
Come because, on, I don't believe
because it was all illegal.
Everything's on the internet.
It's yeah,
well, he could go on the internet and buy another copy.
Yeah, then exactly. You got to buy more copies of it. I own all of this.
It's special to you. They're like your children.
So I
electronic children.
So I
in
spend,
a little orange
you know,
box.
I spend about a half hour in there of this guy just looking at me saying, "Old over there, old man. Then go over there, old man. Then go over there, old man."
So, sir?
Do people know where you are?
Do you need a ride home?
Is there a fix, honey?
I don't know. I don't think
is there not a Friday free-for-all?
Yeah, no.
So, but...
Wait, what?
Not right
How
now.
Have we been talking this long and we've buried the lead? No Friday free-for-all.
You won't go in the YouTube for that?
I just... well, the problem is, and the other...
DJ Earworm just put out a great one.
Might be it. Here's the other thing, too, is that all of my songs, I'd say 99% of them are radio-friendly edits.
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm.
And so having a huge catalog of all of the remix stuff and the stuff that's easier for mixing, being radio edits is very hard to get. You have to subscribe to services. You have to, like, I've
okay, blah, blah, blah. So just at the end of the day.
Yes.
There's no way for you to get the hard drive on your computer.
I have it. Everything is here. It's just... The technical
They don't
match.
Want to talk to each other.
They
don't
put it on an old computer?
Are they mad? Did she say something about her boyfriend?
Yeah.
Did the hard drive like go out with the computer's boyfriend?
I just can't get them to acknowledge one another right now.
That sounds like my life.
I don't want to acknowledge some people.
Right. She's over him. She's Ariana Grande. Thank you, next.
And I care about you, but yeah, I'm not
Your hard drive. Thank you. Next.
Oh, I had a great remix of that song, too, that I just found.
I'm hilarious. That is awesome.
Is it? So.
I've never seen Carson aggravated before.
Honey. Really? It's been a year. Really?
Yeah.
Come on. I don't buy it.
Ooh, he looks so flustered.
I am. I'm just looking at this computer and this hard drive right now. It's just like, oh, it's
do you think it'll work in my computer?
Yeah, no, don't want to go that old.
You're like Jimmy Fallon in SNL, and he's like, move, and fixes everything.
Gosh, I wish.